The Scott Mills Daily.
Come on, ladies.
You love a bit of immaturity, innit?
Yes.
The one
for sexy hands.
Too jazzy.
Easy. Radio.
One.
Turn it up.
Let's go.
Scott Mills.
I'm going to spatchcock a chicken.
Scotch.
Let's go for it, right? Why not?
3, 2.
Radio 1.
Go.
Today's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Have you been blocked by example? Hundreds of our listeners have. He got a little bit kind of hasty with the old block button. Maybe not so much recently, but a few years ago. And some of you have never recovered. So we get some callers to beg him for a second chance on the internet. Oh, that was the plan anyway. But anyway, you'll hear how that pans out. Day 9 of a WhoVent calendar. What massive ho lurks behind door number 9? And how does this work, right? If you're an actor and you have to do a passionate love scene, but it's acting, how does your partner feel when you go home? Oh, and also, me and Chris have one of our little fallouts, which we have now and again. Are you over it now?
I'm fine. Yeah, it's you that's got a problem.
One.
We've also reached that time of year where the part-time pub goers are here.
Yeah. Also, pubs having a massive glow-up because Christmas. We were just in the well average one round the corner from here, yeah? Massive glow-up.
We've not just been in there. We were in there last week.
Oh, yeah.
It sounds like we've just been to
the pub. Sorry. No. We have not just been in there.
We have been in there, yeah.
But what they've done is, because they realise they can earn some money out of Christmas parties, they've decorated the chairs in there and everything. Pushed the tables together. There's now something in the middle of each table.
The chairs have now little Santa hats on them, don't they?
Yeah.
As chair covers.
But it's still the same pub. But,
exactly
but the thing is, the part-timers don't know any different.
No, they think it's like that all year round. It's like, oh, this is a lot of decoration. No, you're only in here in December and that's it.
And all of a sudden, this pub has started reserving tables.
Yeah, and also there's door staff.
Yeah.
Oh, you've got a velvet rope now, have you?
Yeah, a rope. Even the outside bit, the line police that you have in the summer... are also back. You know, like during the World Cup or the Euros?
Yeah.
Line police are back on for Christmas now.
There's never anyone outside the doors apart from at this time of year and in the summer.
We experienced this when we were in the pub last time.
When was it? Thursday?
Yeah.
Oh, the table that was reserved for Donna?
Yes. Now, Donna had that table reserved from... When was it, Scott? From like...
Five?
Four or five. Now, we were in there at 4:05.
We're having a meeting, just to say. We were.
And, yeah, I think it was like 4:30 it had a reserve. So we were in there, 4:05, right? Then 4:30 comes around quite quickly.
Now, we're sat in Donna's seats because Donna's not there. She said it says 4 p.m. on the reservation.
Yeah, okay. Let's say Donna had it from 4 then. We've sat down. Donna has suddenly turned up. We're a lady claiming to be Donna. And then we've had to have the awkward chat about getting removed from
and then,
the table.
Well, Chris goes, oh, are you Donna then, are you? She's like, yeah, I'm Donna, sorry. And then we have to vacate. It's always awkward, isn't it?
Yeah. But then her mate, who was also kicking us out, who was almost like... He sort of stood there watching us. He was almost like the muscle behind, wasn't he? He was quite intimidating.
Yeah, it's like, I will enforce this if I need to.
And as we're sort of walking away, so we're getting the drinks, grab the bags under one arm to go outside.
Right, sorry, we took your table, sorry.
Yeah, he's like, oh, big fan of the show, by the way.
And then you say...
Yeah, not a big enough fan to have not kicked us off our table.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Jason says, yeah, we've got the part-time people on Christmas Eve in our local pub. They come in, think they own the place. They're only there once a year. Very rude.
Mm.
Yeah. Now, twice in quick succession, superfan Steve is making an appearance on this show. He's back again this week. And this time, we've recorded one with Gemma Collins.
Mm. It's perfect.
It's everything you want it to be and so much more. And it's going to be on Wednesday you'll be able to hear this. Thing is with Gemma, she's really sweet about it because obviously Steve is a very nervous caller and he takes his time to answer the questions and kind of, let's be honest, oversays his name. So at one point, Gemma mouths to me, I'm going to let him. I'll let him win.
I mean, it was sweet, but she didn't have a clue what was going on at all.
Not at all.
It's brilliant.
I'll let him win. But you can hear all of that on the microphone. Gemma Collins, Superfan Steve on Wednesday.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So last week, we did have a lot of people on who told us they've been blocked in the past by example, like Holly. You're one of hundreds of people that have been blocked by example.
Yeah, for some reason, I tweeted him asking if he liked chicken soup, and that was enough for me to be blocked.
Yeah. And then we had James on, who got blocked after asking if example liked brown sauce. Lewis got blocked because he told example he didn't like his T-shirt that he was wearing that day. Hello, example.
Hello, mate. How'd you find that out just last week?
Right, because we were talking about when you get blocked by a celebrity and your name came up quite a bit.
Jesus, sorry.
No, it's good.
Probably the old me when I used to try and argue with everyone and get a rise out of everyone.
Yeah. But you do it well. When you block people, you do it good.
Oh, I see what you're getting at.
But I think you used to be a lot more familiar with the block button than you are now, I would say.
I don't think I've blocked anyone for probably a few years. Since I've found happiness and love in marriage and had kids.
Like,
okay, that's it, there's perspective.
You're just trying to catch up on sleep.
Yeah, do you think then you don't take things as personally anymore?
Well, before, to be honest, like, apart from being on tour and making music, the only other thing was go on social media and have an argument. And now it's like, you know, try and get some sleep because the kid's been awake all night, or try and get down the gym, or, you know, apply suntan lotion. You look on Twitter, do a bit of promotion, reply to some fans. If someone gives you abuse, you just sort of go, I'm in Australia in a nice big house. You know, that sort of thing.
A fit wife. Man.
And a fit wife, yeah.
Miss Australia, yeah, like the Greg James impression. Yeah, that one.
Okay, next, we're going to speak to some people who have been blocked by you in the past and would like a second chance.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, let's meet our first person this afternoon that example had blocked in the past. Hi, Holly.
Hello.
Now, you have been blocked by example. Can you tell us why or what you think it was?
Yeah, so I tweeted example asking him if he liked chicken soup and I got blocked.
That is a lie. It must have been more than that. What else did you say?
I think I asked you quite a few times. Yeah. But yeah, that was enough, honestly.
Why did you want an answer about this so much?
I think it was around the time he did a famous rap about a chicken restaurant with Ed Sheeran.
Yeah.
And I was kind of obsessed with the pair of them. So I think I was doing a few tweets about asking him if he liked chicken dishes.
Yeah, but look, all I can say is I'm not saying you're a liar, but if you did do this, you probably tweeted me like 36 times in a row and it looked like spam. I wouldn't have blocked you for any other reason.
Okay, I'll take it.
Yeah, but that's still a blocking, isn't it? Like, it's still a chicken. So what it looks like here... She's been blocked for the chicken soup thing, example.
But that was old. That was old me. Like, I was probably going through Twitter looking for compliments, you know?
Yeah, we've all been there.
Can I also say, this was old me as well. I was about 16 and I no longer ask celebrities if they like dishes on Twitter.
Well, we've all learned something here, I think.
Yeah.
So, Holly, do you want to be unblocked by example, or are you just not bothered?
I'm not too bothered. I liked him back then. I'm happy not to be unblocked.
Oh!
Which is more insulting than what you said first time.
No, the idea of this,
you've
Holly...
You've got paid actors. You've got a load of paid actors on.
We
I
haven't.
Don't care.
The idea of this, Holly, is that you're pleading for a second chance with example, not like, oh, no, I'm not bothered.
Okay, sorry. I would love to be unblocked.
Thank you.
I love example now. He's a family man.
Holly, if you could now tweet example, please unblock me and he'll do the rest.
Amazing. Thank you.
I feel like I'm being cleansed.
Job done.
He won't be able to see it, will he?
Oh, yeah, he won't be able to see it.
Because blocked. Holly, we'll have to pass you on to our team here.
Yeah.
And you will get unblocked. And then you can
Amazing.
Tweet example as much as you'd like.
All right?
Yeah, thank you so much.
How many people you got, by the way?
Just one more. Hello, Faye.
Hiya.
So, you're in Birmingham.
I am.
Why were you blocked by example, Faye?
So a few years ago, waiting outside your gig, I tweeted you many times asking if you like cheese and onion crisps.
When was this?
I think it was in 2011.
It's a very food-based year, very food-based era for me.
Yeah.
So, Faye, why should example unblock you now?
I don't even have Twitter anymore, so we can't.
Oh.
Oh.
Brilliant. This has worked out well.
Flaw in the plan.
But why did you come off Twitter? It wasn't because of example, was it?
Guys, it's 10 p.m. in Australia and I've stayed up for this.
So, is example the only reason you came off Twitter? Yeah.
The only.
That's possibly one of the greatest bits of radio I've done this year.
I think it's probably in your top three.
Yeah. A girl that was like, I'm not really bothered, but he unblocks me. Another one that's not on Twitter anymore. So good. Example. Great to speak to you. Always good value. See you in a bit.
Lots of love.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Miles says, hang on a minute, we need to know if Example does actually like chicken soup. We don't, Miles. Salmon Elstree says, wow, Radio 1 planning at its finest there. Yep. This is Stacey, got blocked by Marnie Simpson on Instagram for no reason, because she doesn't even comment on her photos or any celebrity photos. Doesn't get it. Absolutely baffled by it. Sometimes there can be no reason. It's just that they're in a bad mood. Jess was blocked by Keith Lemon for tweeting saying that she was a big fan of Celebrity Juice, but didn't think his film was all that much.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Last week on Ask Me Anything, where we asked some of life's extraordinary people the questions that really count, we spoke to Matt. He was a professional dinosaur at Black Gang Chine on the Isle of Wight.
Yes, legendary place. Love.
And Chris asked him, he was an actor, but he is a dinosaur a lot. You might see him if you go to the Isle of Wight on holiday. Chris asked him if he was a single dinosaur.
Yes. No, actually, I'm not. Newly not single.
Oh, newly not.
You almost forgot there as well, which is good.
Well, yes. We weren't putting labels on things, but we are now.
No, but I really liked to imagine that one night out, you've gone and met someone and they happen to be a dinosaur.
Wait,
as well.
Were they dressed up as well?
They were actually a zebra.
Get out.
Are you joking?
Nope.
Isn't that great? You can work at a theme park and you can fall in love with a zebra if you're a dinosaur. We don't know who we're going to get, but we've got another extraordinary person coming up in 10 minutes on Ask Me Anything.
The Scott Mills Daily.
This is where I ask Chris Stark at this time every single year, how's the Christmas shopping going?
Yeah, well, you know what the situation is with that. Do it on Boxing Day. Think about it.
How's that work?
Well, it always works out better. You never know any different anyway. In fact, I've told you this before and you never remember, so I might as well carry on doing it. It's cheaper on Boxing Day.
But I'm seeing you before Christmas.
Yeah, but I'll see you after Christmas as well. So what I'll do I'll pretend I've forgotten it.
That's not how Christmas works. Oh, I see. Yeah, you've done that so
much. And then I'll say, don't worry, I've got it at home. And then I'll shop on Boxing Day. And then I'll bring you a present then.
I forgot to bring it in today. I'll bring it tomorrow.
And everyone hears the same thing.
And that charade continues all the way through Christmas until it's after Christmas, and then you actually buy it.
And then we sort the Christmas presents.
But what about your family?
Yeah, OK. Well, some of them I've got to get earlier. In fact, normally you come and help me with that, don't you?
Yeah.
You're not as invested this year, it feels.
No.
Here's the question, though, and I ask anyone listening to help me with this. What do I buy Scott Mills for Christmas? Because I actually don't know. I'm out. And the thing is, I could get you a candle and you'd be happy with that.
You've just got to think about it. You're not thinking about me.
Right. But this is the thing. You get annoyed because none of your family ever buy you anything good either. No, it's true. You've told me.
Right.
What does your mum get you?
Right, no. There was one time where she got me some luggage scales.
You think your mum doesn't put in any effort?
No,
for
I
Christmas
don't.
And it annoys
right.
you. You've,
you've
told
just
me that.
Thrown me right under a bus.
She's not listening. You've told me that.
I haven't said that.
You have said that. You said your family don't make an effort because you're Scott Mills.
No, I didn't say that. I just said you're an awful person. You're a terrible person.
And your brother?
You're a terrible person. So can I take another song here? I think I need to. If any of my family are listening, I've never said that. He just likes to...
No, it's true. And I'm saying, what do I buy you for Christmas? And what do they buy you for Christmas?
This is the same as the... Go on, Chris, do your impression
it's of... It's not,
though. So-and-so.
No,
yes,
you can
is.
Say it is, but you know you've said they don't put in the effort because they don't know what to buy you. Because you're Scott Mills.
Go on, do an impression of Grimmie. Go on.
Nah, come on.
Do your impression
not...
of Grimmie. Go on. He's there, he's listening
you
now.
Know that... Anyway, look, let's not argue.
Do your impression of Grimmie. Go on. The one that you always do when he's not here.
He's actually the only person I can do an impression of. Sir.
Oh, actually, yeah, that wasn't a very good example. Next pop star I have it in, I'm going to be like, go on, do your impression of so.
Anyway, any ideas? Scott Mills for Christmas, that would help me out.
And the next artist is...
Beba Dube.
And this is She Plays Bass.
Hey, won't you call me back? Cause I
The Scott Mills Daily.
We should stop this Monday bickering and get to Ask Me Anything, really.
Yeah.
Oh, can you get me a hand dryer?
Could get you that, yeah.
I don't know how spenny they are.
I got you 1,000 minutes of tan, I think last year, didn't I?
Haven't used them. No.
Anyway, ask me anything. Come on.
Yeah, just want a hand dryer, like the ones they have in actual like gents' toilets and pubs. All right, so here's Ask Me Anything. We don't know who it's going to be, but it's going to be someone amazing. It always is. Hello, caller. Who are you? And what do you do?
Hi, how are you doing? I'm James Robson. I'm the senior curator at Sea Life London Aquarium, and I'm a jellyologist.
A jellyologist?
Yeah.
It sounds like you're banging to your jellyfish. Is that right?
Yeah, exactly that. There is another jellyologist out there.
James, can I ask you, did you invent this name just so you could have it on a badge?
Yeah.
It's a bit like on Summer Heights High, one of my favourite shows, where Mr. G calls himself the director of performing arts.
I'm director of performing arts. Spread it,
yeah. I'm a jellyologist, spread it.
All right, then. So whenever I look at the animal kingdom there, I always wonder, and I don't know if it's just my brain that goes there, can you get a gay jellyfish?
I don't think... one of the things with jellyfishes, don't have a brain.
They just have no brain at all.
Mm. That's it, zero brain. They get a lot done without a brain. You know, if you touch something hot, say you touch a hot pan or a hot saucepan or something, and you pull your hand away without thinking, you don't think, oh, my hand is sore, it's hot, I better move my hand away. You just move your hand away and you worry about it after. Oh. Their entire life is kind of living in the moment. They're kind of the yellow creatures of the ocean.
They are vicious at times. And me and Scott have been on holiday before where Scott has been stung by a jellyfish and I've gone to urinate over him.
And you did pee on me.
Yeah. Can you confirm that what I was doing was the right thing there? Because also, it's hard to tell exactly where the sting is. So what I did was just... all over him.
Yeah, what you do in your own personal time is up to you. There's no judgment.
No, it was on a beach. Everyone saw it.
Well, that's, you know, again, you know, voyeurism. It's a whole thing. It's, you know, you don't want to kink shame anybody.
No, I was doing it because of the. I'm not kink shaming. I was doing it for the jellyfish.
We just want to know what, what is that a true thing that, or was he just weighing on me for no reason?
It's one of these ones that we want to try and demystify. So the idea behind that is when you get stung by a jellyfish, you've essentially got a stinging cell called a nematocyst. That's basically like a hypodermic needle on a spring, so and it's inside a little balloon. So when you touch it, imagine you've got thousands of these on the tentacles of the jellyfish, and when you touch those tentacles, those balloons pop, the spring fires out and it injects you with those little needles.
Pew.
Now the idea, yeah, exactly, exactly that. And the idea with the pee is it's an acidic things like, you know, vinegar or something similar could dissolve that mechanism. You can dissolve those springs so they don't fire off. The problem is it doesn't always work. So actually, it could make it worse. So peeing on your friend, apart from peeing on your friend, might have the opposite effect of what you're going for. It might actually make all those stinging cells fire off and cause an even greater series of stings.
So was I weed on for no reason?
Well, you know, it depends if you enjoyed it or not.
No, I mean, scientifically, they tell you to do that. Was there absolutely no point to it?
Yeah.
You are taking a gamble. Sometimes it will work, depending on the species. But, you know, it's kind of like with mushrooms. You know, if you go looking for mushrooms, you know, you if you pick the wrong one and eat the wrong one, it will make you very ill. So actually often easier to say, don't eat any mushrooms. So the general advice is please don't pee on each other. Just do that at home in your own time.
That's the best advice I've received today. James, thank you so much for being on Ask Me Anything.
No problem. Bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
What did I say a couple of weeks ago I'd really like to do with you, and you're not obviously going to do it with me?
Oh, the old...
coffee up the bum.
Yeah. You want one of those for Christmas?
I would quite like it, yeah.
Is that... I don't even know how you gift that.
I don't know, but maybe look into it tonight. I don't know how you gift it. No, I don't want you to do it.
A voucher.
No, I think you can get a voucher, yeah.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
To wrap a tube up or something. I didn't...
No, no, I don't want a DIY one. I want it done properly at a recognised salon, fine. Please. Thank you. Hello, Lee.
Hello, guys. You all right?
Yes.
Yeah. He's just struggling what to get me for Christmas, you know, Lee.
What would you do? I reckon a nice foot massage.
Mm. Okay.
Are you talking about one of those gifts though, where I'm basically gifting my time to do that? Like, would I do the foot massage, or do I pay for someone to do it? Do you know what I mean? And that'd be the gift.
I mean, you do it. Bit of oil.
I like this.
Nice deep massage.
This is a great idea. So maybe gifts this year between us, Scott, we say that you're not allowed to spend any money on them at all. They've got to be a physical gift of some kind.
What, and you just turn up with some oil? No.
I'm saying that I'll take what I'm gifting you there is a service.
All right, I'll give you a haircut.
Myself.
Let me cut your hair.
Thing. Maybe we do this.
Let me cut your hair.
This is a great idea.
Okay. All right, Lee, who do you normally pick on bangers?
I do normally pick you, Scott, but it all depends on what's on offer for today. I'm on my way home from work. I just need a good banger.
All right, you finished early, have you?
I finished early for the day. I started early this morning. I'm a HGV driver.
Okay. All right, mate. And whereabouts in the UK are you?
I live in Canvey Island in Essex, but my firm is based in Basildon in Essex.
Baz Vegas?
Okay. Baz Vegas. Good old Baz Vegas. Been there plenty of times.
Oh, I've had some good times there. This is my banger for you today, Lee. Everybody in the club. Jaquan.
Yeah.
Tipsy.
That's a good club tune.
Yeah, this is Baz Vegas all over.
Oh, classic, yeah, classic Baz over, Vegas.
I would say I've had good and bad times in Baz Vegas, to be fair.
Yeah.
I remember one of the bad ones. Yeah.
Bad.
And it was bad, let me
bad
tell you.
Bad times. All right, Lee,
guys,
you can have that.
No, but let me just say it was bad.
Bad, bad. Right. All right, Lee, that's Scott's choice. My choice is this. A little bit different, but it's a good one. This is Kasabian and Clubfoot.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a good battle today, Scott.
Oh. Is Clubfoot like Trenchfoot?
I don't know.
Okay.
Well, I don't want to know, to be fair.
No. Okay, well, let's just pick the one that you like, Lee.
I think I'll have to go with you, Scott. Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you very much.
Yeah. You've been loving the GC all year.
Flamingos. I want real flamingos walking around at your wedding.
And now, we've got a festive treat for you. Guys, it's Christmas. The Gemma Collins Christmas Special.
We need it as over the top as Christmas.
Singing her favourite Christmas songs.
I might do some fa-la-las.
And switching on the lights.
Let's hit it.
It's Christmas, everybody! The Gemma Collins Christmas Podcast.
Download and subscribe on the BBC Sounds app.
Hands in the earth if you guess drunk as me. Put up on the Sequoia, put out them trees. Dude, I don't care, I'm a PMP. Everybody in the club get tipsy. Everybody in the club get tipsy. Everybody
in the club get tipsy. Lee will be down Festival Leisure Park right now. Basildon. There'll be a girl crying outside the Chinese, there always is.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Maybe treat himself to a burger there, you know.
That was Jaquan and Tipsy. The Kasabian fans are not happy, let me tell you that.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So, as the presenter of the official chart on Radio 1, can I please ask you something?
Is the chart broken, by the way? Do you think?
Not broken. But can I please ask? Can we have something else, please? Can we? Or am I influencing the chart now by saying this?
I think what we should do is make the chart monthly. That's what I reckon. Because I don't see the point of doing it weekly. That would be my build.
You don't see the point of doing it weekly?
No, because it doesn't change.
It does change. It does change. Yeah, that's true.
What were you saying?
The producer of the show is saying that he's never produced a chart show where Tones and I hasn't been number one.
He's been
and
doing
that's
it
true.
For 3 years.
Yeah.
I
don't think it's broken. I just think that there's a lot of streams of this track. And there are other tracks to choose from if you want to.
Mm.
If you want to maybe stream those instead. I'm not saying I'm bored, because I'm not. And I present it very enthusiastically on a Friday.
Yeah, I've noticed, yeah. But what's going on here? Is there people listening right now that are just constantly streaming this song on loop or something just to rig it? Like, what's going on?
Well, I can tell you, chart fact, 9.39 million streams last week. It's not going away. The nearest one at the moment on the official chart first look with Kel and Katie last night is that new Ellie Goulding track, which is a cover of a 70s song.
Oh, great. So that could be number one.
It could, but prob's not.
Scott Mills. BBC. Radio 1.
Helen's been on. Her six-year-old is streaming Dance Monkey about 1,000 times a day. I think it's children now. I think it's kids. It is quite a kiddie song, you know what I mean?
Who's texting there then?
That's Helen.
So Helen's child's to blame for this?
And not just hers. Many kids. There's loads of people saying that their kid streams it all the time. Thanks, kids. 10 weeks now. I don't know. I don't think we can ban children from streaming, can we? If so, can we look into that?
Do children's
this week?
Votes count for the chart then?
Any streams, right, babe? Any. Also, that Lad Baby bloke is re-releasing his Sausage Roll song on Friday. Do not even think about that. Don't you dare.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Mate, I'm getting bang into movies at the moment, right? Just Christmas time and that. Sat down, relaxed, making more of an effort with it because I've never really been into them before.
I'm baubles deep into the...
You like the Christmas ones?
Yeah, the Channel 5 ones are particularly good at the moment. Because they seem to be getting worse as Christmas gets nearer.
The thing is, when I like a film, I just watch the same one over and over again, really. I don't really venture out.
We watch it again and again.
Yeah, or I watch the same sort of series of films. So, like, Bond films, Batman, that kind of thing. I don't really venture out.
Get into this. Yesterday on Channel 5, a Shoe Addict's Christmas.
Is that one?
Actual Christmas film.
Oh, there's loads of these types. But do you know what? I was watching a film and I thought to myself, like, how do they deal with this? This wasn't a film, actually. This was extras. I was watching Orlando Bloom in Extras, and he gets off with someone on that, right?
Mm.
And I was thinking, how's that for Katy Perry back home? Because I know it's acting, but surely that's cheating as well, right?
Not cheating if it's acting, I don't think.
But it's kind of legit cheating. It's like legal cheating. But where are the lines here?
I have a story about this. I can't say names. Cause does involve a famous, but
oh great.
So one of my mates was going out with somebody, and they're an actor,
famous actor,
or an actress. No, they're not famous. No, not famous really. And their partner saw them kissing their TV husband.
Yeah, on TV
their
though.
Screen husband, and doing more than kissing on the screen. And couldn't handle it. Broke up.
Broke up just because they didn't like seeing their... Oh, right. So they thought cheating, even though it's work.
I don't think that... because it's not cheating, but you are like... Yeah, but also, when you're doing that, and I don't know, and if any actors are listening, then let us know, like, whatever standard actor you are, when you're doing one of them scenes, like, you are getting off with them.
You are.
But, and like, to what extent...
It's not like when you pretend to get off with someone at school and you have to put your hand in between both your heads, you know, just when you were kind of mucking around. It's not like that. It's like full-on cheating, really. But what can you do? It's my job.
Okay, so let's say that me and you were going out. Yeah. I'm an actor, right?
Yeah.
I get off with someone super
passionate
hot.
Love scene.
Yeah, okay. Right? Then I'm coming home to you. What are you saying to me?
Well, it's awkward, isn't it? It's like you can't treat that as a normal job, surely.
I don't think I'd be okay with it.
I think this happens at every level of acting. Like, you have to learn to get off with people. But what you're learning is cheating, surely.
But my friend's partner, as I said, even though it is acting, he was like, I can't go out with you anymore because I'm too jealous.
Oh, it gets me thinking in every film at the moment.
Is it cheating? I know what you mean when you watch a film. It's like, how's their partner about that? What do we think? 81199.
The Scott Mills Daily.
See, maybe the better the actor you are, the more it's like cheating. If you're good at it.
The better cheat you are.
Yeah. We're saying, if you are going out with an actor or actress and they have to do love scenes with other people, is that cheating? But it's work.
It's kind of permission granted, because hall pass.
It's their work.
They are going and getting off with other people. Let's be real here.
But it's a job. Right, listen to this. I direct shows. My partner is an actor. I would never cast them in a role with kissing. But we got together during a show where he did have to kiss someone, and I had to sit there and watch them while they were kissing for seven shows and hated it.
This is amazing, Scott. We need to find a couple of people who maybe go out with actors and get them on and just get their honest take on it.
Ben, what do you think?
Oh, Dean. Hello,
Sorry,
Dean.
Sorry, Dean. Hi, Dean. Yeah, what do you think?
Well, I think maybe they make a rule between themselves. So, you know, no tongues when they're kissing their on-screen wife, or pop their head a different way to the left instead of the right, you know?
Yeah, but how are you going to do that?
You'd have to agree it before, wouldn't you? You know
what, with the other actor?
You see,
yeah, you would, wouldn't you? But
you've seen some of these scenes. There's all the tongues are out. They are. You can't help it.
Yeah, I think that's impossible. End of day, they're just saying it's their job. That's what they got to go and do. Tongue in.
My friend's partner at the time, like as I said, they could not handle it. Someone's had to call it a day because of this. This is Chris. I was dating someone who is studying or was studying musical theatre and dance. There was a role they had to play which involved a very intimate scene. Couldn't handle it. had to call it off, knowing the sort of roles that she could be playing and having to see that. I get it.
Scott Mills.
I want to return to this acting thing tomorrow. Is it cheating if you're kissing but you're playing a role?
I want to hear both sides on this as well. I want to hear from actors that will be saying, no, it's absolutely fine, darling.
We've got several actors on, including some from America, saying they've had to do a lot of kissing and love scenes over the years and how their partners have dealt with it.
We've got to hear from the partners as well. We need to get them on.
If you don't know about this already, big news, everyone. Big news, guys. Gemma Collins meets superfan Steve. We've already done it, and I mean, wow, it's a lot.
It's all gone to plan, people.
It has. She says to me at one point, let's let him win. Like, didn't have a clue what was going on. So, perfect. Gemma Collins, superfan Steve, is on Wednesday's show on BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Hi, Lorna.
Hi.
How can we help?
I just wanted to say I'm a massive thank you to you guys for your banana trick. I had a big chainsaw exam on Friday, and I decided to have a banana before it to see if I pass.
Yeah, okay. We should say it's not a banana trick. It's just this weird coincidence, right, that we noticed that if you eat a banana before any kind of exam, test, tricky situation, you seem to come out good from it. You seem to pass. It's the power of the banana.
Yeah, I think it's proven that it goes well beyond just a driving test as well.
Yeah, well, I've only really noticed in like written exams and driving tests before, but you're saying you had a chainsaw exam and you passed because of the banana trick?
Yes. So it's a bit like a driving test, there's a theory and then there's a practical where you've got to cut down trees in a certain way. So a bit like you're driving maneuvers. So I thought pretty much the same thing. Why not try it?
Wow, that's an exam. Imagine that, Scott. Yeah. Would Scott pass this chainsaw exam? I'm talking about the practical here.
No.
Yeah, I'm sure you would.
I don't think I would.
Have you had a banana?
I wouldn't want to even, like, you know how clumsy I am?
True.
Think about it. Me and a chainsaw, that's not going to go well for anyone.
Scott Mills.
Guys, are we ready to open another door on the Who Vent calendar? I certainly am.
Yes, very excited.
Day 9, let's see what who is behind the door. Number 9.
Ho, ho, ho! The Who Vent calendar with Scott Mills. Christmas, the smell of pine. It's door number 9.
I bought my lovely Uncle Jim a delicious chocolate orange for Christmas. You know, I think he prefers socks. Yeah, he would. He would.
Terry's chocolate orange.
It's not Terry's. It's mine.
Not Terry's. Mine.
Oh, they're not Terry's. They're mine.
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 It's not Terry's. It's mine.
It's not Terry's. It's mine.
Mills.
Back tomorrow from 1, and remember, do not miss this. Gemma Collins, superfan Steve on Wednesday.